Oh, like substance abuse, some of their rates have not gone up in 20 years. And respite's another one that hasn't gone up in a long time. And I know we're always saying we need more money in the mental health system, but we need to kind of say exactly what we need. And some of those Medicaid rates really need to be looked at and brought up so that some needed services can continue for Medicaid providers. They're having a real hard time recruiting therapists, for example, because you can do private therapy and get paid a lot more than if you do therapy for Medicaid clients. So looking at some of those rates would really be helpful. I guess that's all I have for now.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Mm-hmm. Becky.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to see you. You look a lot better than Mr. Carter.
Thank you. Good morning. They're hoping that 115th Street, they're going to start work on that either today or tomorrow, hopefully. Other than that, it's just normal.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I know. It's way too fast, huh?
Janelle, you got the extra time now, Brian.
Okay. I'll do my best. Shoes. Good morning. We've been very busy, just like everyone else, but especially right now with property tax statements. We've been folding, stuffing, and printing. And anyway, I anticipate as soon as I'm done here of having those certified within the next hour or two. As soon as I'm done here, I'll go down, move everything out to the website so we can start collection. And got a few more totes to put some postage on. And with the help of Rodney and his department this afternoon, they shall go to the post office. So, yeah, we're busy, so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Trent, how's the attorney's office?
We're doing good. I've got Collins and a jury downstairs today. Lisa's back at least to, she's doing mornings and kind of, you know, as she's recovering as much as she can. She's not here today because she's setting up interviews to replace a receptionist. So said she had several good applicants. Some are coming in, ones has COVID, so they're trying to figure the Zoom meetings out. But so she's happy with the list of applicants at this point. Everything else is running pretty smooth right now.
Okay, thank you. Right. Before we go on, gentlemen, I skipped over. Is there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I don't have any.
We shall move on to discussion of votes then. We have payroll claims. And the amount is $521,960.75.
Move to approve.
Second.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. I was just laughing because I forgot correspondence too.
I didn't have any of that either.
I left my brain in Colorado. Sorry about that.
It's Wednesday. It's throwing everyone off.
Yes.
Hey, guys,
Chris.
Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, Chris.
Oh. Sorry, I had to tune in. I'm out of the office today. Just had a quick update. This weekend we had our volunteer dinner and had a really big turnout. We recognized the great volunteers, Zach and Ethan Cornick, for all of their work with youth archery in the county. They've started this youth archery club and expanded it out into S3DA, which is Scholastic Archery Sport. It's actually a nationally recognized sport. They are the first team in Iowa. They have, like, I think 19 kids on this team, and then with their weeknight club that they have, I think they're going to be 2 dozen kids creating an age group. Six for seniors in high school. They've also had 2 kids leave their program with full rides to college. So really appreciate them and all of their hard work. And then we recognize the Big Halloween Committee, the volunteer that put on the Halloween event at the Big Hollow. That's a volunteer group of the year. There's a whole bunch of them, and that's a whole lot of work. The event that is as big as it has turned out to be. And then our environmental educators here was Aaron Kehoe and from the summer school program. They work with us a lot to get kids out into our parks on the trails, kayaking, hiking, and really go out of their way to try to connect you through the summer school program, outdoor recreation opportunities for them. So that's been really cool program. Thank you. So we're proud to recognize the volunteers they do for us and help them serve the community. So other than that, move along, grow good, just keep it on. So get that into the record.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate that, and we appreciate all the volunteers out there too. So it's it makes it go. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, next we have a Class C liquor license for the Ormus Filling Station. Looks like everything here they've got. Person, do you have any problems with that, Sheriff?
No concerns up there.
No concerns.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a petition from F&M Bank and Trust requiring real estate transfer tax refund for Iowa Code 428A.9. Do you want to address that? Janelle?
Actually, actually that comes from Natalie, the recorder's office. And she had sent you an email stating that.
I remember that.
Yeah, explaining everything, and they have to petition the county and the state to get their taxes back on the exempt property that they shouldn't have paid on.
She's right. That's the correct assessment. In their letter they sent you, they have a Scrivener's error on the code section. So I think they have like code section 258. It should be 458 or 428, whatever.
428A.9.
Right. Then that's correct. And if you look at their petition, the letter they sent, it's the wrong one.
Yeah.
But the one we're using is the correct one, and they did do it properly other than that one.
Motion to accept the petition.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have personnel action. One for the conservation is Jessica Johnson. Rehire for a day hire naturalist, $17 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And we have two. For the correctional center, we'll do these two together. Joseph Dahl, correctional officer full-time, promoted to sergeant. Old salary is $47,773.07, the new salary is $48,792.78, and that's a year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have Brian Vanderstrom, resignation, effective date 8/9/2022.
Motion to approve.
Tell Brian I'll miss you.
Second. We'll pass that on.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey. Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
We have four from the sheriff's office. We'll do all four of these at once, okay? First one is, Schweitzer, Xander?
Xander Schweitzer.
Xander Schweitzer, okay. And it's a anniversary, 1 year step increase from $52,131.89 to $55,309.10. Second one is John Gates, he's a deputy. It's anniversary, 1 year step increase. Previous rate was $52,131.89 to $55,309.10. The next one is Dylan Barrett, 5 year step increase. Previous rate was $65,164.87. The new rate is $67,282.72. And then we have Kenneth Roger Peterson, the fourth, a reserve deputy, new hire, and the rate on that is just
$1 a year.
$1 a year.
Yeah. Which doesn't actually get paid.
Yeah.
What?
Ken left us as a full-time deputy. He took the role as an insurance agent here in town, but he's coming back as a reserve, so we're glad to have him.
Sweet.
He's going to do it for free now.
Sweet. That's even better.
Yeah.
What's your wish, gentlemen?
A motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCambell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to have KP back.
Yeah.
Fred Dobbin.
It is.
And we have one for maintenance, lead maintenance, Alex Schnedler, 12-month step increase. His old rate was $35,210.12 to $35,970.20, effective August 23rd of 2023.
Motion to approve. Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Okay, we have reports. The sheriff's monthly report fees collected for July 2022. These will be on file in the auditor's office for viewing at your discretion. And we have the minutes for the regular meeting on August 9th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCambell?
Yes, please.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items.
Southeast Iowa Regional Planning is working on our solar and wind ordinances.
It's in progress.
So,
that's all I have.
What?
I've seen a lot of solar.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go out there in the desert? Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. Committee reports.
I attended a meeting of the REAP committee. They called the conservation as an opportunity to buy a 20-acre parcel next to the Hickory Bend Conservation Area for $77,000, and they're applying for a grant for a full purchase price and costs to make that addition to the conservation area. It's an Indiana bat habitat. That's all I have.
I have community action. They're working on some new playgrounds, finishing up on that for the little kids, which has come pretty close, and we saved some money. And then the other one was workforce development. We had a success story, a little young 16-year-old girl that was unmotivated, didn't want to do anything, but because of virtual reality, the headsets, not because of that, but anyways, she said it was fun, and it helped her to learn and motivate her a little bit. Now she's back to work, she's got her a job, and she's pretty excited and motivated, so hoping to see some more of those. But virtual reality, and she confirmed. I said, did it give you a headache? She says, no, it didn't bother her at all. I can't do it for longer than 15 minutes. I guess if you're old, it doesn't work for you.
It got me stranded in the middle of the floor once at ISAC. The little headset said you're on a standing on a platform somehow. And you couldn't get your feet to step off of it. They'd have left them on, I'd still been there.
Okay. Public input. We give the public 2 minutes. Call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4, or board@dmcounty.com. Give you 2 minutes. If anybody in here has got anything to say.
While we're waiting, got a call yesterday from Ryan, representing the city of Danville for asking about Waters Park. So what he was able to do was go through, because they have the cadastre's office along with their firm there. So he was able to get into the records and find the deed to that, which we hadn't had. And he thinks we'll be able to, and I haven't finished the research on it. I mean, this is fairly new as of yesterday. But my first look is I think we will be able to just transfer it straight to Danville if that's what Conservation Board wants to do, which is what they've expressed in the past. We've got the 28E put in, so they are now maintaining it. And doing that, and they've done quite well. You can see it probably, you've seen it.
The park looks better than it has been since I've lived there in the last 30-something years.
Yeah, they've done quite a bit to clean it out and make it look nice, and they're like, hey, you know, they want it in their name. So that I think is something we want to get on future agendas to talk about. I wanted to bring that up. He called last night. You know, but going through it, it looks like I think we'll be good to go. For a while, we thought it was stuck up just with dead hand control.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work out there, so. Mm-hmm. They've made it safe, so if anybody takes their kids out there and that, they can't go through the, they put that fence up so they can't get out and run off the road.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a lot of work. Okay, 2 minutes are up. So, with an eye, we're out of here.
Tom's got an eye.
Aye.
Well,
I got an eye. Eye and a half.
Tom's got one eye. I'll give him the other half.
Thank you, people, for being here on Wednesday.